You're listening to SBS News.
A new study is found looking at original paintings in a gallery lowered stress and inflammation markers in as little as 20 minutes. The research team at King's College London studied 50 adults, aged 18 to 40, who either viewed five well-known works in a single gallery room or reproductions in a similar non-gallery space. Before and after viewing, researchers collected saliva to measure cortisol, which is a key stress hormone, as well as two proteins linked to inflammation. Participants also wore research-grade watches, tracking their heart activity and skin temperature. Average cortisol levels fell 22% for those in the gallery, compared with 8% for those seeing reproductions. The levels of the two protein markers for inflammation dropped 30% and 28% respectively among the gallery group, with no change in the control group. Researcher Dr. Tony Woods says it's an important finding.
We need to do some more research, obviously, to really understand what exactly is going on. But if you think about a lot of people go to the GP, for instance, because they are either lonely or, you know, they've got mild depressive symptoms, instead of giving them lots of pharmaceuticals, you know, you could argue that they could have a social prescription, or what's known as a social prescription, and say, why don't you try going to an art gallery? There are other things that you can socially prescribe, but coming to an art gallery might be highly beneficial.